everybody. We're back in the car again. We are driving home this time.
I'm still here.
Yeah. And so my question is what's the point? Why do people say airbags can save your life when they also can't? Like, they're supposed to save your life, okay? But then you also look at it, there's people who have died from an airbag.
Okay.
So what's the whole point of it if you're just gonna...
Well, first off, I don't think you had much of an introduction here. We didn't have record one for a month, and you just jump right in, huh?
Yes.
Tell people, you know.
We always jump right in.
How are you? How you guys been? Oh, that's good to hear. Nice to talk to you guys. You guys endured the ice storm of 2022. Oh, that's good to hear. Glad nobody lost electric. See? Okay.
There's people that have lost electric, though.
Probably.
So
not us.
If I say that, then they're going to be like, oh. Oh, she's happy we lost electric.
Well, if they lost electric, they can't hear our podcast, so.
Yeah, but they could have gained the electricity back.
You're always thinking one step ahead, T.
Yes, I am.
So, you're asking me why airbags can sometimes be deadly when yes. Their main purpose is to save lives. And it's, well, of course, it's, they come out, they explode, poof. I've had to have an airbag explode in my face. It was fun. I guess it stopped me from hitting the steering wheel, but also because I think I was veering off to the right, it ended up having my left hand on top of the steering wheel and I punched it into the windshield. So my hand was hurting for a couple months. I probably chipped something or fractured something in my hand. So yes, they can hurt. They come out with a lot of force, but they also can stop you from hitting something. I mean, seatbelts can do the same thing. There's been accidents where people have not worn seatbelts where it saved them because they didn't wear one. And if you're not wearing a seatbelt properly, it can hurt you too. Just from that. But airbags, yeah. It's just like anything else. Yes, there's safety and there's numbers. So there's probably... when they do tests and stuff and they decide that this airbag, you know, in this kind of accident save 90% of the people from dying and there's a 2% chance that the airbag could kill somebody, then you go with the airbag saving somebody, you know?
That makes no sense because you said 90.
I was making up random numbers.
Okay.
What do you mean? Then the percent in between is just they don't die, but the airbag saves a life. If the airbag being there saves a life. Versus the airbag being there kills somebody. Versus the airbag or not an airbag, the person would have just lived anyways.
Yeah, but it would also be painful too. Because
it's painful. I mean, it could break your nose. You got this purse sitting in your belly. It's gonna hit your purse and hit you. And you know, there's people that put their feet up on the dash and stuff, driving down the road and get in an accident and snaps their legs.
Or if there was something to come through the windshield and then the car crashes and then the glass is there on the front and then the airbag pushes the glass at you and then it stabs you.
No. The airbags are faster than the glass. No.
It could.
I mean, I guess...
it could launch the glass forward.
I mean, what's hitting the glass before it hits the... whatever you hit or...
Let's say a kid is throwing rocks around being dumb and then the rock hits the windshield and then, like, it scares the person and they swerve real fast and then it hits a tree and then the airbag launches the glass forward and then it stabs you.
So it is possible in some sort of weird sequence of events that glass gets in front of the airbag and then it smashes the glass into your face. Can happen. Sure.
Okay.
But the odds are it's not going to happen. Odds are the airbag's going to save you from injury or death more than it's not. That's why they put them in here. So same thing with a seatbelt. Seatbelt can injure you. You cannot wear a seatbelt and then you end up flying out the window and survive. You fly out through the windshield and survive versus if you just stayed in the car, you could have rolled over the hill and then you died. You know,
landed like in the river and then
sure, and got stuck by the seatbelt in a river and drowned. Yeah, there's plenty of things that could happen, but in the end, the airbag's going to save you more times than the airbag's going to hurt you. Well, it's probably going to hurt you every time, but like I said, it hurt me, but it saved me from whiplash the Ford. I might not even hit the seatbelt because I didn't hit that hard. I might not have been hit the steering wheel, I mean, but I could have just got whiplash or got a neck injury or something, you know. Been in the hospital from a neck injury because that airbag went off. Maybe I didn't.
I've almost been in a car crash a couple of times, but I've never ended up in one. It was like close near-death experiences. Remember Bethany telling you about the semi-truck?
Yeah.
That, it scared me so bad, it sent me into shock. And I didn't even knew it happened until a little bit later. And Bethany's like, me and Trinity could have died because we're up here in the front. And then, and I was like, wait, what? And like, they meant, what? How could we just die? And I like realized, oh yeah, there was a semi-truck.
Well, I want to move on from that topic to talking to you about, remember when we were driving and talking about this ice being on top of people's cars?
Yeah.
Well, one of the guys that stopped by my work all the time, he was talking about just up the road from us, it was a truck that a big old piece of ice flew off the top of an SUV, busted the windshield in his truck.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think the person got hurt, but the front windshield was all busted out of his truck because somebody didn't clean the stuff off the top of their vehicle. And I know an SUV, it's hard, and you'd be some old lady or something, and that even makes it worse, but, I mean, it's got to be done. You've seen all them chunks flying off when we're driving.
Yeah.
It also means stay back, especially when you see that on somebody's car. Just stay way back. There's no point being in a hurry.
You could have sent Wyatt up here, because he's, like, lighter, and you could have probably crawled up here, and then...
No. Well, fortunately for me, I drive a car, and I'm tall enough I could just reach on top and scrape it off.
I'm not tall. I'm short.
Short. And so is Bethany, but that doesn't excuse somebody from not scraping off top of the car and risking somebody injury.
I guess I could use a stool.
Yeah, but you're not driving. You don't have to worry about it.
I could. I mean, I'm probably tall, but I'm a little bit taller than Bethany. I could probably drive. I just you sit.
Physically could probably drive, sure.
I could pretend like I'm 16, get a driver's license, be like, I have a car now. I could go to school, and then, like, everybody be shocked that I have a car.
Yeah, in middle school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'd be shocked. I think they'd be like, what's up? Like,
I could take my friends to the movies.
Yeah. Well, fortunately for you, since your birthday's in October, you're going to be one of the oldest kids in your class. So you probably will be taking your friends to movies.
Yeah, especially since one is in sixth grade.
Yeah, I guess it is if you get some older friends, you know, I probably won't let you go to movies.
Why?
I don't know, there's boys there.
I'd only invite my female friends.
There's girls there. Girls are as much trouble as boys are.
Nah. I think the only problem me and my friends would cause is summoning demons. That'd be the only problem.
I don't think you should talk about that on a podcast, T. Now you're liable if any demons show up. And you can get sued.
Yeah, but they don't know where I live. So...
Who don't? These people listening?
They do, but...
I do believe they know where you live. At least, probably 99% of them.
Well, I don't summon them that
way. One of them's you. One of them's me. There's two of them. Out of the eight.
I don't listen that much anymore.
No, I don't
My
either.
Voice sounds weird to me.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know, we're home now, so.
Yep.
You want to wrap this thing up? Tell everybody you love them. You know, yeah, you're going to miss them till next time. That we're going to start doing these podcasts on a regular basis, and then we're not going to do that.
Like, we've been doing it on, like, every month. Like, once a month at least.
We should put it on the calendar or something.
Yeah.
Well, maybe since I got to start driving to school now because somebody bailed on us, then we can do a couple more.
Man, he just called you out.
All right.
Bye.